What is going on, XESL Network? We are coming at you on a Wednesday night. It's a two-man podcast, two-man hit stick podcast. We got Van in the house. Van, how are we doing tonight, brother?
Well, I'm good. I mean, this is kind of bittersweet, you know? I lose some friends and make some friends.
You know, it's what I told you last cycle, though. A good, like Jack's article today, a good piece of content is what gets the boys talking. It gets chat buzzing a little bit. Some people mad at you. Some people agreeing with you. It's, you know, it is what it is. And you have the guts to do this. So more power to you.
And like we were talking about earlier, I honestly think the people who are mad, actually, it wasn't a disagreement. Maybe it was a little bit of a call out for them to get
better. Yeah, a wake-up call.
Yeah.
So what we are talking about, it's without further ado, we did it last cycle. We didn't do a podcast. We just did you posted the little chart.
Dropped it on
Vans. Yeah, we can Van's infamous XFL user rankings, I guess. Rating, yeah, more like a rating.
Let's do a disclaimer for, you know, an update for the current and new users. This is a list that is more than wins and losses. This is not about offense and defense. This is about, it involves community, it involves sportsmanship, it involves activity. So this is a whole body of work to who you are in the XCFL.
Yeah, and we'll go over the topics that you rated every user with. Similar ones from last year, which you posted the scores from last year. Which will be cool to kind of compare and contrast, see where people are at. But we'll throw another disclaimer out there. These are Van's opinions. Don't get all butt hurt if you don't like the opinion. Maybe Van just doesn't think you're in chat enough, so you get in chat a little more. Maybe Van doesn't see your content. So, you know, maybe Van doesn't find you enjoyable to play against.
Totally. And
as much as I was going to say, you did it. Go ahead.
No, remember that I have more information on some users than others.
For sure. And that, yes, Van might have played someone 20 times. He might have only played another guy twice. So it's nothing. It's not the end all be all. If you are mad, you can do your own ratings and give Van a 2 or something. Go ahead. It is what it is.
I will find you, but yeah, you could do that.
But it's just something fun. If anything, if you're seeing yourself really low in one category, maybe you got to up it for next cycle. Get some content out there. Get a little more active in chat. Maybe change the way you play your game because it's not fun to play against.
The great thing about this podcast that Nick and I are doing tonight is you have the commissioner, and he's going to chime in and say whether I'm out to fucking lunch or whether he agrees. Now,
I was going to say, I was just sent this list a little bit ago. So this is all my real live reactions, pretty much.
So, I mean, Van's grades. I know that Nick's not a lot nicer than us mean Canadians. So it's below 5. I know that he's going to step in and try to butter that thing up a little bit. So that's my disclaimer. So
I'll be here.
You're a fucking 2, bro. So
I'll bring some people down to earth, and I'll give a couple people a boost up where they need it. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to keep the peace.
Nick's not the judge and jury, but the mediator.
Yeah, I'm just here to make some comments about your sports, and maybe give some opinions.
Yeah.
Let's go over the topics, or the categories that people were ranked in.
Right.
We'll start with, so it's stick skill. So stick skill, go ahead and break down stick skill.
Yeah, well,
kind of how you're thinking.
Yeah, stick skill for me is basically kind of the offensive moves you do with the sticks, whether it's juking or spinning or quick little cuts. You know, that nice little cutback that you got. I've had some guys where they're going to the hole and they do that nice little cutback. It's that one shot. I'm like, damn. That was nice. Or running to the sideline, he does a nice quick little spin around. The stick skill's like more of an offensive prowess.
It's the offensive version of user, I'd say.
Exactly.
Okay. And then we go team building, which is pretty, you know, self-explanatory there. Right. Building a roster, you know, and obviously some people haven't been here as long. Some people didn't get to do their full cycle of team building. So you have to take that into account when thinking about it.
It's like trade committee. It's all opinion. Like this is how.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, like everyone builds their team the way that they want to. This is just the way that I would like a team built.
Yep. And then the next category, we have fun to play slash mixes it up a little bit. your experience of playing them? Is it someone who's running the same concept over and over?
Yeah, this is my opinion only. I mean, this is the most controversial because some people can't stop one thing and they just hate it, so they'll obviously have as much fun.
And I was going to say, others, what you consider mixing it up, others might not. What you consider fun to play against, you want high score or something, others might want defensive battle. So, you know, different ratings for different people. The next one is Simness, which, once again, Sim is a very loose term, and it's a very controversial term.
Right.
We've actually gone away from the term Sim, and we're more strategy-based. But Simness is just you want to see people play as close to real life kind of as possible, right?
And now, disclaimer here, you wouldn't be in the league if you weren't.
Mm-hmm.
So, like...
Yeah, you won't see too many low scores
here. Yeah, everybody in this league I consider pretty Sim. And that's my honest opinion. So these are just rankings of that.
And then we go team success, which obviously that's self-explanatory as well. Is this based off of this cycle, are you saying?
That's only team this success? Cycle.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
This whole list, this whole chart is only 23.
Gotcha. Okay, makes sense. Then we're going chat activity / content. That's self-explanatory as well. Sportsmanship is the next one, which I feel like is pretty self-explanatory.
That's going to get a few panties in a bunch.
It will, but once again, someone might think they're pretty sportsmanlike, and it's like, dude, I've heard stories, or dude, I've had this experience, so who knows?
That's where your feedback's going to be awesome, because you hand out suspensions. People say, hey, Van, you're out to lunch, or this guy is not a 9. You know, so I want you to speak up, dude.
Yep, we'll do it. And then last one is user ability. So user ability, defensive user, not just in the secondary with user picks, but defensive line user, linebacker user, stuffing the run, that whole like defensive user in general.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, so that's okay. So a bunch of categories. He came up with total scores for everyone, and obviously we'll post this. Probably maybe after we post the podcast link, just so people can listen to it, and then we'll have that as a guide they can go back and look at.
And let's make a note to the new guys. We love you, man. We think you're awesome. We decided to include you in this list. Obviously, with them being on the NFC, Nick has a lot more experience. So Nick and I are going to add you guys at the end of this, and we're going to give you guys ratings to the categories that we feel that we can do so. And then we'll add you guys to the end of this list after the podcast, so you're not left out.
Yeah, I think the last user we have is Ilio, just because he's been here a couple seasons now. Whereas like Quacks, Chaos Revolver, Revival, and then Badger, all kind of here within the last, 16, 17, 18 games kind of range. So, when we get more feedback, next cycle, they're still around. Boom. Which I will say, I think we have a great crop of new users. I think, especially end of the cycle, dude, end of the cycle, normally you're picking from bottom of the barrel. We hit the lotto with some of these guys that I feel like will be long-term FPFL members. So I'm very happy about that.
No, honestly, I got to double down on that. Every once in a while you get a good crop of people where you can just tell they know what we're doing, how we want to do it. They're nice and consistent. And, I put Tide Pod on and he was kind of my cutoff.
Yeah, then we did add Ilio, though, just because he's had multiple seasons. So, yeah, Tide Pod and Ilio will be the last two.
We got to add King of the Beasts as well.
Oh, King of the Beasts isn't on here either, yeah. So, you can throw some scores on there. You also know King of the Beast better, so. All right, cool. Let's get into it then. We want to start with some of the higher overall scores. I think I top your charts with a 70.5 overall rating.
And you did. You did last year as well.
Yeah, but you're a brown noser for that. But then, right behind me this year, Jack's at 69.5, which I want to say is up for him, which obviously a lot of that has to do. Jack got a 10 in team building. He got a 10 in team success, obviously, a bunch of Super Bowls. Let's see. Jack's lowest score gave him a 7 in fun to play / mixes it up.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't love the fun to play mixes it up category as a disclaimer. I think it's fun to play, purely my opinion.
Yeah.
Mixes it up, you know, that all.
You are right. Those, they're kind, they could be their own category.
Yeah, they could. I regret this category, so we'll just kind of have to limp by that one.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's going to be, if you see, there's a lot of mediocre ratings, opposed to some guys who just chuck it and wing it all over and have fun.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but he gets 8.5 in stick skill offensively, 10 in team build, 7 in fun to play, 7.5 in simness, 10 in team success, 9 in chat activity slash content, which Jack does put out a lot of good articles.
He does, and I thought, you know, Jack's really underrated in that.
Oh, and dude, every cycle Jack puts out great articles.
Like, awesome, and so awesome. I just don't think people talk about it enough. And no. So this is what's kind of cool about this list, is it bring things to the forefront that maybe other people don't know. If you guys haven't checked out Jack's content, it's fucking top notch.
And yeah. I will say his tweets are very good too. The way he tweets about certain things, he brings it, it's a different perspective, and he highlights certain things that they sound just like a real life tweet from like an NFL team. Like, really right. Cool how he does it. So,
and honestly, you don't get a lot of top users that have that top content.
I was gonna say, that's, you know, and what do you, you know, he's not on a bunch of podcasts, he's a busy dude, not on a bunch of podcasts, he's not overly chatty in Discord, but his content, he provides, you know, top notch content.
As well, and he's in Discord enough to for me not to notice.
For sure. So yep, nine in sportsmanship, which I would agree with on that.
Jack's a good sport.
And I was gonna say right away, you see Jiggy win games by a lot, Jack win games by a lot. But there's a right and a wrong way to do it. And I, since my experience here in the XFL, even my first cycle here, I was in Jack's division. And he was so much better than I was, even though I just smoked him yesterday or 2 nights ago. he was so much better than I was that I remember being down so many, and he would just be, you know, missing field goals on purpose.
He's to, great.
You know, get the game over with. So I, you know, some people might disagree with that, but
yeah,
I
was the Cowboys when he was the Redskins 1 year, and he would be, you know, I'd be like, dude, this is terrible. And he would talk me through some of my ass kicks.
And that, dude, that's what, some people get a bad taste in their mouth or have one bad experience, and they're like, oh, you know, Jack did this, or like, oh, Jack has 5 offensive linemen on his roster, dude, like that whole thing. But to me, that's not so, but let's go. User ability, what do you get there? 8.5.
8.5. Like, so, which is like, Jack, like his.
8.5 is that is the highest score you gave out in that category, though, just for reference for people. Like, I was an 8 there.
Three people had 8.5.
Grizz came out with 8.5 there with his defensive user.
And maybe that's just because I give him so many interceptions, right?
Well, it's, again, it's somebody you play frequently, so who knows. But I would agree. Grizz is up there. Jiggy gets an 8.5. Who else got 8.5?
That was
that's about it, maybe.
That was it. So now Jack, remember, like, his team built so well that his defensive line, no matter who he uses, seems to be 3 yards in the backfield.
Oh yeah. Well, I will say, what I do like about your categories here is you're touching on everything. Overall gameplay skill level, you get bonus points. So maybe you suck at Madden, but you make up for it with content activity. So you can still score high. Maybe you don't do anything outside of playing your games, but you're really good at the game. So, you know, it balances each other out. All right. Anyone you want to highlight here? I mean,
let's go down the list. And what we'll do, because we don't have all night, is we'll just touch on a couple of the ratings that you might disagree with or.
Okay.
So, I mean, obviously I know everyone's going to say, oh, he put Nick at the highest, but I want everyone to go through and look and say where you know, I could have taken off or added. So, Nick, like, just looking at your ratings, what ones would you or not?
Stick skill, you gave me 8.5, which I'd agree with. Team building, 9.5. Fun to play mixes it up, 8. Simness, 8. Team success, 9.5, which is a cycle I would agree with. Of Super Bowl, NFC Championship every year, pretty much, or, you know, a bunch of the years.
that's
chat activity and Conte gave me a 10. I would agree with that. I, you know, by default, I'm always in Discord.
You have to set the example.
Yeah. Sportsmanship 9.5. I'd agree. Because everyone has their moments. I have my moments where I'm like, oh, that's so stupid in chat. But it's never negative towards the user. So
and you're the commissioner, so I would hope that would be a high rating.
Yeah, and then usability 8, which I would agree with. It. I have my moments as a really solid defensive user.
You were hard to mark on that, dude, honestly, because you use her a lot of different positions.
I use her all over the field. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was more about more than my usability is my defensive play calls. Because I do send a lot of people. I throw random defensive hot routes all over the field, you know, what different times, different plays. One hot route here or there that I feel like will help me be able to use her someone and not give up a big play. So, more of like we talked about defensive prowess for me rather than user ability, but don't test my user, I'll make you pay.
Well, and I got beat by, I mean, I got picked by a user, and I've seen people do the same. But if what's interesting about these ratings is, like you said, I'd love the fact that the categories involve like an encompassing XFL member. But if you look at it, it's almost power rank, you know? So
for sure,
it's super weird how it plays out that way. But so that's yours. Let's just go down to smooth. That's what I called him in this. So, yeah.
Yep. We got Grizz. His highest score, 9.5 in chat activity / content, which 100. Yeah, he could, even with that, you know, I think I'm the only one with a 10, but he would be right up there.
I used you as a benchmark.
Yeah. And I mean, that's very true. Grizz, you know, producing takes up a lot of time. He does podcasts on his own, he's up on his Twitter, he's in chat. So, I'd agree. 8.5 user ability, like we touched on. His other high score, 9 in team building, which this cycle, I would probably lower that. Typical cycles, awesome drafter. This cycle, I feel like he kind of got away with. He traded a lot. I think he would get frustrated and just be like, who wants my 2 first for a good player? And it was like, Taylor, cool, like that kind of thing. Where he gave Tosh 2 first in a row for Caleb Fairley. Like, just not very Grizz-like. Where I think you know, keep those picks and draft some studs and helps build his team better. But
what would you give him there?
This cycle I would have probably gone 7.
So what I did, I was looking at his wide receiver core.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Right.
And maybe I got enamored by that.
Ben, you know, give me 1 second. I'm switching AirPods real quick because this one's dying. The podcast will stay live 1 second, fellas. Let me be right back.
So while we're on a break, we're going to do Grizz now, bracket, Rob, busy. I don't even know if I'm still live, but whatever. Pride. Guac, me, VPD, Boone. Might take a while. We might just have to post this list tomorrow, but we'll touch on the main points.
All right, can you hear me?
Yep, you go good.
All right, cool. We're back. Craig's still here. all right, cool. Let's get back into it. So that was Grizz. We can touch on some of his lower scores if we want to.
Yeah. Let's do that. Like, so team success, obviously, he's not going to – the one thing about team success, you're not going to argue that. You know, that's what it is, what it is. His sim, he's really fun to play. I think he could be higher than 7.5. I love playing him. But his sportsmanship really stinks.
I was gonna say you knocked him on this last year, I believe.
And he knows. I've been super frustrated with his sportsmanship this year. You know, like taking me on third down and then throwing a first down and then trying once he gets back into the game. You know, like I just that's not my deal. And giving up forced wins when he knows he can't win and shit like that. That that just doesn't fly. And I love the guy, and I'd be in his division in a fucking heartbeat next year.
Yeah.
And it would, but it is what it is. That's not a good. And you would admit that.
No, and I think you might get some pushback from him on this, naturally, but I think I have to agree. 90% of the time, he is a 8, 8.5. But it's that 10% of the time,
right?
Where it's, oh, here's a force, and oh, here I'm not doing this, or here I'm, taking a knee, goal line formation, or whatever. And that can lead to a low score. So I can't defend that. Sure. I love Greer. Greer's one of my favorite users in the league. But you know, sportsmanship is also a consistency thing, I feel like.
Said a couple of things, like when we'll do Braps, but like if there's one or two things if you do against a user that can really fuck that score up.
Yeah, and like what you said, this is your score. I would probably go a little higher than the 3, just because a lot of the time, I have good games with them. I don't play as much as you have, but I've seen the side you're talking about, so I get the low score. All right, let's go bracket.
Sure. Yeah.
This cycle, I normally brackets team building, in my opinion, is atrocious. He ends up with a good roster, but the path he takes to get there is just almost ridiculously dumb. And this cycle, he's done well. He's drafted well. He's had a lot of high picks, trading for future picks. You gave him a 9 in this category, which I would agree with. 9, second highest or third highest score. Jack got a 10, a couple 9.5s, and the bracket at a 9.
He's got a nice roster, man. Like, really.
Well, the roster's great, yeah. But I think, and that's the thing, I think it could be better. But bracket kind of is in the mindset where I don't really, I'm not going for the best roster. I'm going for a fun roster that I enjoy playing with. So
I think he regrets the Derwin trade.
He regrets the Derwin trade, but then he makes up for it, which the trade probably should have never happened. The Isaiah Simmons trade, he kind of got bailed out there with a not so veteran user moving probably the best safety or whatever he is in the game.
Absolutely.
The second to last season. So yeah, but so like I'm saying, the roster ends up good, but it's this weird path to get there. Then he gets 8 fun to play, 8 Simmons. 7 team success, which I think, Braggett's had some really good seasons.
Yep.
But he's also had some average ones where, he started out bad and worked his way out, missed the playoffs.
That was a tough ranking for me to give, like that one. Like,
yeah, it's tough because, like, you give Jiggy and Jack, 10s, and then you're trying to piece everyone else together, but, like, how high can you give Braggett? Because he hasn't made the Super Bowl. He hasn't, made a championship. Like,
you're back. So
I get it. Yeah. Which he could totally change that by, making a run one of these last couple seasons here. So, 9.5 chat activity, 9 sportsmanship, which I'd agree with on both of those.
He's great.
7.5.
Play, man. And
yeah.
If you beat his ass, he's fucking cool. I mean, he's staff, yeah. Yes, but that hat's off over there.
No, it's a good cycle for Brackett. Brackett, in my opinion, has always, outside of like his first cycle, he realized he. I always say you get it. When you finally get it, and that's what makes a good staff person. And where he's you put the success of the league above yourself, and you let things go. Like, oh, this guy broke rule against me, but it's whatever. Like, I'll stop it for the next time. Like, and Brackett, this cycle took a huge step forward. It's a lot. Even just being around to help a lot of people, like, what does Brackett do? What does he do? He just advances. Brackett does a lot to keep me sane and help when I need to bounce ideas for certain things. Or, that's what Brackett's there for, and he's always responsive. And I am very happy he is helping run the ship with me. So,
And let's talk to everybody about like the shit that happens in the background for staff. People don't know exactly how much. Dude,
everyone thinks it's smooth sailing. The league's on autopilot,
I know how much Brackett does, and I know he's a good communicator. Yeah. He has a level fucking head, right? And so yeah. to see these ratings, that's where you want your staff members to be. You want a nice, balanced, even scorecard across
them. Yeah. And he came in with a total score of 64.5, which puts him in like the top five-ish, I think.
Yeah, where he deserves to be.
Yep. All right, let's go. This could be a very interesting one.
Right.
Your scores for Rob. So let's, you know, we had Bracky come in at 64. Rob comes in with your lowest score out of all users.
Right.
With a 30.5.
Let's go. Obviously,
the one that brings him down the most is team success. You got a one there, which I don't think Rob would argue.
Well, no.
But that is the only one on this entire spreadsheet.
Already had a two. And so.
Oh, okay.
Now, what I do in these categories is I try not to look at a bigger body of work. I look at each category and give them a proper score. And whatever the fuck score is at the end, that's what it is. So as I'm going through, I'm not like, oh, man, Rob's really scoring low. Maybe I should bump him up in sportsmanship. No.
Yeah.
No, like I don't like I gauge each one. So Rob got a 3 in sportsmanship because he's just fucked these good games and these, oh my god, I'm fucking done in the first quarter. All that bullshit.
Yeah, Rob, really good games. Yeah.
Rob, you gotta fucking stop that, bro. You gotta fucking stop that.
Yeah.
You like
I would probably bump that one up a little bit. Just, you know, looking at the scores of other people, I'd probably put that a little bit higher. Higher. But
Rage quit the league, which might put him at a 5. So.
True. Yeah, that's, yeah. No, yeah. And then, you know, Rob's highest score, 9.5 in chat activity and content. Rob's put out, like, the second most articles in the league. He always hops on podcasts. He's in chat. Right. He hops on the draft shows. And he creates cool storylines. He, you know, his Twitter's always active.
Let's talk about, though, the one thing that he made a huge jump in team building this year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's and that's the interesting part is I think Rob could be higher. His players just don't – his roster just doesn't really develop because he doesn't win much, and that makes it kind of tough. But he does. He had Earl Alexander, 99 overall, Madden, which is a huge –
That running back he's got a sick. I mean,
He's drafted well. You look at his secondary, dude. He's got like Buda Baker, two stud corners. Like he did well building trades, but still having enough first to draft manager players. But yeah, you went 7 in team building, which I'd probably agree with. Great, you know, really good drafter. Always around for the offseason, big free agent signing. 2.5 on stick skill. These will be interesting. For you, I think this differs from most people. 2 in fun to play / mixes it up, and a 2 in simness. You played Rob a couple of times, and I'm guessing it was when it was the quarterback getting double-digit carries.
That's exactly what it was, Nick. Exactly.
Okay.
It was
to the point
where I was like, there's no fucking way he's running another quarterback drop. He's not.
I think you got a little he almost changed too much of his offense there. But my only thing would be, and I don't really, you know, quarterback runs part of this cycle, not that many. And especially when, you know, some of the games he has like 16 carries for like 22 yards. And it's like, dude, at that point, just start throwing. My knock on him, then I'll let you go, would just be he likes the same plays. He pretty much calls the same 10 to 15 plays 2 times each. Halfback angle, the 4 verts with the drag underneath, you know, the different ones like that.
Dude, if we didn't have a cool off on the 4 verts with the drag, we'd have problems.
Yeah, which I've given Rob that feedback every time I played him. He's like, what can I do better? And I'm like, dude, you gotta get a little more deeper in the playbook and find a couple different plays just so then you can go to those sweet plays that you like and someone might not know, oh, this formation, it's the halfback angle right here. Like, I love Rob. My biggest thing, if you early good game, oof, you're dead to me. You early good game, we're not talking.
It's not you or me or anybody in the division. Yeah. Rob has it on his clipboard.
Yeah. All right, let's move. We'll move on. Busy coming in here. I don't remember. Was Busy here the cycle you did this last?
He was,
right?
Busy was the most upset at my ratings.
Oh, yeah. Busy gets pretty sensitive. He's now, a pretty sensitive guy. Yeah.
And so that dropped him in sportsmanship by a point. But so Busy, though, I don't know if we've seen a user that has improved more than Busy over the last two cycles. I just don't.
Yeah, he did get 55.5 points here. So that's pretty high. Looking at it, his highest one, you know, contact chat activity, 9.5. He's way up there in Discord chat.
Yeah.
He has the most articles. His Twitter's up there. He hops on the podcast.
He does everything. He does everything.
I was going to say, very, very hard to find someone more ingrained in the content aspect of the league. And he gets on the shows and he does provide. Busy and I do not see eye to eye on lots of things. But that's why I like having him on the shows, because we, you know, it brings a fun conversation.
Yeah. He's not afraid to push back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He got an 8 in Simness. 7.5 team success, which I think Busy might be the most improved user gameplay wise this cycle.
He is. Like, it's not.
Dude, there was a time where he didn't win more than 4, 5, 6 games.
Dude, he used to run the three tight end sets because he didn't know what to do. Now he's all over the place.
Yeah, he's a solid runner. I know he was mad at one podcast. No one picked him as the running game coordinator. He beat me this a couple weeks ago, and he played well. I think the only one you gave him a 6 in what?
I don't like his team building.
Oh yeah, no, team building's bad. Yeah. But you gave him a 6 in user ability. I would probably go a little higher, probably 7.5, 8. Just because he might not be the most effective at getting a pick, or you know what it is, but he is out there using different players, and it makes you have to think on offense. When I know someone is only on the defense or defensive tackle or defensive end,
right.
I know, okay, I can, worst case scenario, insta shot. I can chuck this over here. I can do this. Busy was keeping me guessing, and those are the most fun games. I like the first play of the game against Busy, I ran like a fake jet sweep because I knew he was going to be the deep safety. And so I knew he would sprint in and I could throw the streak over the top. And, you know, he'd switch down and get off the safety. And he did. He switched. It was a huge chest mass. And I did. I completed this bomb for a streak. And after he beat me, he clips it and sends me, goes, "This was a great call to open the game up with." Because we both knew, you know, he knew, Nick Rowe loves Jack Sweep. And I was like,
that's amazing.
And so that was really cool.
That's awesome.
But I think, you know, so that's where, Busy for me would probably go 8 in user ability, bump that score up a little bit. But team success, I mean, he's in a division with Pride and Jack.
He's done so well. Like, I went through the playoffs and everything, and he had that one insane year.
Yeah.
You know,
well, dude, that's what I was going to say. Everyone at the start of the cycle was like, all right, it's a 2-horse race. It's Jack and Pride, Busy, and I think it was Trash Panda at the start. I have no shot to win this division. And Busy's double digit wins. He's had a couple of bad seasons where he's had top 10 picks, but he had like that 13 win season. He's been the one seed. It's been a good cycle.
I think if he would have hit on that QB, which was not his fault, that team building would have been a 7.
Yeah, team building at 5. I would also say offensive stick skill, I'd go a little bit higher. He's a good zigzaggy runner, which if you take that as a compliment, it is a compliment. He uses the right angles, and it's like a different angle than most people take, and it really throws me off when I'm trying to tackle. So
he's a killer runner.
Yeah, I would probably bump the stick skill and use the skill.
Yeah, looking back at Busy, he could have easily been 60.
Yeah, no, but yeah, I think the big thing for Busy is 9.5. And sometimes that sportsmanship can get, you know, always nice, always good game, that whole thing. Right.
Yeah.
But sometimes the tweets or the comments after, it's like, Eeyore. He has a little Brian tendency in him.
He's got a little Big B in him.
But I love Busy. He's good for the league. Another league first guy.
Huge jump from last year from his ratings.
Yeah. All right, let's go Pride. So Busy got 55.5. Pride also got 55.5.
And the ratings are really different.
Yeah, chat activity and content, he also got 9.5, which is big. which probably the same way. He does podcasts. He's, I think, number two in tweets right now.
Dude's all over the place.
Yeah, it's he's a very active individual.
And the one thing I want to set up with Pride, though, Pride's really kind of, and I don't know if he'll agree, but I think he's kind of broken one of his blind spots where he didn't really want to talk on podcasts, and he said something to me. He's like, "Hey, man, I'd like to come on and just do a little spot." The minute,
dude, Pride, yeah, Pride's great on podcasts.
Yes, and he has really grown into a very, very good podcast host or producer or content person. And I know he wasn't comfortable with it, so it's awesome to see somebody overcome that and now be like such a great content contributor in that field. Yeah.
So his low scores, he's a 5 in team building, a 5 in fun to play mixes it up, a 6 in Simness. Those would probably be the lowest ones.
Right, and I'll address them now. Team building, it's not that I don't like it. It's just I just don't see his teams like, oh my God, it's way different from when
the stock dropped. He'll be the first to tell you he doesn't trade much. I know sometimes that he misses the draft in the offseason. He has a couple of nice draft picks. That safety he drafted the first cycle is a beast. Team building, it's not so much like he didn't build a good team. It's just kind of like your team is the Buffalo Bills with a couple of pieces that you added, you know?
Right, And he's always been that way. Like, even when mission draft too, he's just a very conservative roster builder. And and obviously it works for the guy.
I was going to say, his team success is 8.5, which is pretty high.
Yeah. He's always there. He's never, I don't know how many times he's missed the playoffs. Like, I have no idea.
Not often, other than maybe if he was on vacation for some sim and stuff. Yeah.
And that division that he's in, I mean, it just goes to show you how good a player he is. And the Simness is 6. I think that might be a little low, but the big joke about, like, the way that he runs the 2-back sets and the 2-minute stuff.
Dude.
Like, that's crazy. And it's successful.
The slowest, fattest 2-minute drill in XFL history is Pride. Tight end, fullback.
Right.
It's like, what? Like, why am I seeing strong eye formation when you're running hurry-up offense in 2-minute drill?
Down the field.
But it does, against Boone. Me and you were in chat, and he was just going, I was like, here comes the slowest 2-minute drill in football. And
so
it's like weird, even. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, other than that, I think he's fine. Honestly, he just runs. He's run that offense since I've known him. Period.
I was gonna say it won't get many people's funnest offense to play against the Ward, but it does create like a chess match where it's something you're not used to, and you can't just sit in nickel or dime all game. You have to get in 3-4 or 4-3, and try to shut down the run.
You have these dinks now that do not come out in anything but 3-wide.
Yeah. Yep. Oh yeah. And it's nice. I like seeing people mix things up, change things up, I guess.
He got an 8.5 in sportsmanship. Pride's great for the league that way.
Yeah.
He's super solid, man. He'll take a loss on the chin. No problem. No fucking.
Yeah. Always. He always a good game.
Whether you beat him or whether whether he beat you, doesn't matter. Yeah.
All right, we already did Jack. Let's go Guac. Guac got a 52. High scores, 8 in sportsmanship, 7.5 in user ability. That's most or pretty much all defensive tackle. I don't know if I've ever seen Guac.
That's why
user the secondary.
That's why it's 7.5. If it was if he was, because him and Brapp are the two best defensive line users, I think.
Yeah, I'd probably jiggy up there too, but yeah.
Yeah.
Team success, he got a 4. He did win the division once in a while. He's had a couple good seasons, but for the most part, he's kind of in that, lower.
That 4 upper, was an inspiration of that title. It was.
Yeah, yep. But, Guac's come a long way. Like, he just beat Brackett today. Like, he's come a long way.
He's not bad for him, like, right now.
No, nope. No, and that's, like, what does he get? Chat and content, 6.5. Yeah, he has some weeks where he misses his tweets. But overall,
Guac's a good first in the league. Yeah, and he does everything kind of okay. Like, and
he's trending upward, I'd say.
Yeah, for
sure. He's been trending upward since he's joined the league, so.
Which is awesome.
All right, we got Van. I'm sure Van lowballed himself on some of these. I don't think I did.
I don't think I did. Honestly, like I don't have any stick skill at all. Like I just don't.
Well, let's start with your high score. You got a 9 in chat, activity, and content, which I'd agree with. I wouldn't go 9.5 like the others, just because you're not really doing articles, you're not really tweeting all that much, but you're in chat and you're on every show, you know, and that's more than enough to get you a 9.
Could be 8.5. Could be 8.5 easy.
Yeah, I keep you at a 9. You got an 8 in team building. I would agree. This likely you put together a really good roster with a good mix of trades and drafts. And
I have never considered myself a good team builder. I'm super happy right now.
Yeah, 5 in stick skill. Probably bump that up a little because I'm looking at some other people that got 5s.
Yeah,
and you win more than them. 6.5 in simness. You could probably bump that up as well. 7.5 team success. Yeah, it's that awkward spot where you win a lot of games, you make the playoffs, but there's no deep playoff runs for you.
Nothing. So you can't give yourself over an 8 if you don't.
Yeah. And then 7 sportsmanship. Yeah, you have your moments where you're like, I do. You get pissed, but for the most part, you know, you see the bigger picture, and you know, I think you've improved your sportsmanship from past cycles for sure.
Thank you.
A little bit longer of a fuse, I'd say.
I gave myself a 4 in user ability because Tosh just ate me alive last game.
You know, I watched that game, and your linebacker trying to stop the run, you kept missing your tackles.
I have never. Freaking
80-yard runs left and right. I was like, what is they doing?
It got to the point where, you know, when you know somebody can't use her against you, where he would just look for
the
ball. He beat me like a redheaded stepchild with a hair lip.
Yeah, no, you, but you know, first cycle of really, you know, doing anything but D-line, you're figuring it out. So, I would say that's fair. You've had your moments of being a good defensive user, but then you've had your moments because I think you're higher than a 4 because you are nice to the defensive tackle. You get your insta shed, you create your pressure. We'll move on from you. Speaking of anger and short fuses, we go to VBD next.
Speaking of angry people.
Yeah, VBD will probably hate your ratings. You can give him 10s across the board and he'd be pissed. His highest team success, 8.5. Chat activity, 8. He's always in chat. Yep.
That goes a long way. Like, I can be up at 3 in the morning and talk to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sportsmanship, 7. I think he'd probably agree with that. User ability 7. VBD's had a good cycle on a defensive tackles as well. Yeah.
He decided to move to one fucking area and concentrate on it.
He does. Against me, he uses the linebackers a lot. Tries to take away certain routes. So I'd say he's adapting in that aspect. A couple times he takes a nickel corner and different things like that.
Sportsmanship, no GGs.
Yeah. What else? Lowest score, you got a 6 in team building, which I'd probably bump that up a little bit. His team building is very different than I like to do.
So you had a really great comment earlier about bracket. Like, even though he ends up with a good thing, you don't understand the route to get there.
Mm-hmm.
VBD is the exact same. Like, I don't know. Like, he's my number one trade partner. Like, there's no way around it.
Yeah, you guys basically swapped stars.
It's easy. We both value players the same way, so it's just like fucking totally easy.
But I do think he made a good trade and went on and got that quarterback from the Bucs. He drafted that tight end, which has been a stud. I mean, he's all but a lock for the Madden Gen Hall of Fame, Kareem Franklin. And he does some nice defensive players in the secondary. I think he has more Madden Gen players than he normally has. That would be the only one I'd fight you on a little bit.
At the end of the day, he's 57, which
one of the higher scores.
Yeah. So.
I'd probably go. If Bracket got a 9 in team building, Brad and VBD this cycle, I'd probably have it at 8 in my opinion.
Okay.
All right. Oh, Boone is up next. Boone got a 51.
We're gonna need your feedback on this one, Nick.
Yeah, 51, 9.5 chat activity, obviously carrying him there. He got some eights and Simness and fun to play mixed up. I think Boone is very fun to play. And it's not because I beat him all the time.
Boone is easily one of the more fun users to play. And as far as mixing it up, as far like if you don't think that Boone like mixes it up and then you haven't played him. I mean he's so underrated in a couple of categories, man. Like
For sure. Dude, if you're not prepared for Boone, you can get beat pretty badly.
All joking aside, is he'll fucking put you in the wood chipper.
Yeah, he's a close game, Jiggy, or Ty, a bunch of guys. But he also can don't get it twisted. He also can get beat by 50 pretty quickly. So team building, Boone, he has a 4 for you. Boone's team building is very similar to mine. Loves the Madden Gen players. Will cut and get rid of all his real players. And it does hurt him. I think his team rating is overall is like the lowest in the league.
I couldn't give him a higher rating there. Yeah, I just couldn't do it.
I would probably go 7, 7.5, just because I like the fake players. The problem with him is he drafts a quarterback, starts him for 2 seasons, then ditches him for a new quarterback. Right. And he drafts receivers in the first round, the first three drafts.
Right. So that totally matters, right?
For sure. Oh, yeah. It's stupid wasted picks for sure.
The one thing about his sportsmanship obviously had to take a hit because of some of the bullshit. Usually he's a fucking great sport. Like I don't think he's a 6. I do not think that at all. I think he's a great sport. I just couldn't give him a higher rating with the other guys after some of the stuff.
Yeah, Boone's an interesting one because you have to take Boone with a grain of salt, and it's never serious. But you also can't show up drunk or stupid and call the guy who's beating you by 60 a pussy.
So I lose a lot of credibility if I bumped him anything over a 6 there.
Yeah. All right. Let's run through some of these because this is a long podcast. But let's go.
But this is a surprising one. Nairi, it's not surprising to me, but here's a guy.
Yeah, Nairi.
Yeah.
Nairi at 60.5, which it puts him in the top 5, 6 to 7, maybe.
Which kind of makes this list very, very interesting and makes me like want to do it more because a guy like Nairi is so consistent and high across all these categories.
Yeah, big cycle outside of team success, 5.5, which is probably true. He's had some good seasons and he's had some really bad ones. In a tough division, but he did get 10 in sportsmanship, which I would agree with. He's very good sport. 9.5 in content. Defensive user ability, 7.5. I'd agree. He's awesome. Might not be so much as skilled, but it's different. Like he uses different players. He uses that purple zone.
Right.
Gets creative out there. Lowest score. Well, that was probably team success, 5.5. 6.5 on team building. I think Nairi's still trying to figure team building out. Yeah. He switched it up so many different times of speed quarterback, Mahomes.
I might have been a little high on that one.
Yeah, so I would probably go lower on that. I'd probably go a little lower on stick skill. Yeah, I'm at 7. Fun to play. Yeah, he's up there. You could bump that one. Overall, pretty accurate. Probably just tweak things 1 or 2.
Right. So he's still chat activity. Looking back, he's still around 60 points.
For sure. And just under him, NWS at 55 points. He gets a 10 in sportsmanship. Probably bump that down. For his trolling ability,
I know draft who, you know.
Yeah, active, but he is active in chat. Doesn't produce much content outside of Twitter, but you know, Discord activity is really the thing that keeps the league kind of moving. When chat's popping, everything's good. Team success this cycle for him. In a division that I think is pretty winnable for him. I would have liked to see him battling it out a little bit more with Tosh for that division crown.
Tosh knows him so well, though.
I know, and that's the only hard part. Because I think, NWS, like, 2 cycles ago was, like, consistently inconsistent. Because he would go, like, 6-10, and then he would go 10-6. And he would go 6-10, and he would go 10-6. Because he can come out and beat anyone. He can score on anyone. Like,
he's the guy that you avoid 100% in Survivor.
Yeah, you got it. His low score, you have a 4 on team building, which I would probably agree. He's one of those guys that he'll miss the draft a few times and just move his first round pick for what he might consider good value, but like the trade committee's like, wait, why is he moving a top 10 first round pick for that?
Well, and the thing is if you're this late in the cycle and you got Desmond Ridder as your quarterback, I don't give a fuck. Yeah.
But then I would say he did get an 8.5 and fun to play mixes it up, which is, you know, the second highest score there. Yeah. Which I would agree. I think similar to Boone, the games in the NWS are always going to be fun.
He's a lot of fun to play, except when he just
for sure.
Him. Yeah.
Yep. And then next is Tosh. Tosh gets a 59.5.
It surprised me a bit. I expected.
I think a normal cycle for Tosh, he passes 60 for sure. Sportsmanship, he's got a 9. Content, chat activity. The chat activity is there. The content is very minimal. This cycle, I probably would have bumped to 7.5 pretty decently. Really no articles, negative Twitter leaks. But, you know, the user skill, the sim, yes, he gets an 8. Fun to play, he gets an 8, which I would agree. Tosh is, it's always a chess master, Tosh.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. He's always fun to play. He doesn't beat you cheap.
Yeah. Team success, 8.5, which I think you could probably bump that up to 9. Because he had, you know, he went to the Super Bowl. He's been in the AFC Championship a few times, which, you know, still a couple seasons to go here if he wants to pull a Super Bowl out. So, but no, that's pretty good for Tosh. Yeah, I'd probably just say content this cycle, which I mean, you know, you can look at the user rank and see that the content's obviously slacking, but you know, that's, you know, it is what it is.
I think as an overall user, 59 is pretty accurate.
Yeah. So then next up is Jared. Jared comes in with the third highest score, tied in third, I think, with Brackett.
Right. And I've known Jared very well. I played in his division before. I mean, his team building might be high, but I mean he's just so wild west with his team building, and it seems to
64.5 total score, which is great. But yeah, you gave 9.5 in team building and a 9.5 in team success, which I'd agree with because he did win a Super Bowl. Yeah. And he's been to a bunch of AFC championships.
He's knocking on the door every year.
Yeah. 8.5 in stick skill, I'd agree with offensively. Fun to play mixes up. Jared's another one. He's fun to play against.
Because
it is a chess match, but it's also like he's a run and gun kind of guy, or the next game he comes out and he runs for 200 yards. Like
Yeah, like I don't know if everybody has the same experience that we've all had with him, but he's all over the map. He's fun, man.
He did get docked on sportsmanship. He got a 5 there for the Boone game.
Now
but,
that might
easily,
be
you know,
hard. That might be a little hard, but because he's a great sport 9 times out of 10.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I'd probably bump that up a little.
He can run the score up.
He's too good. He needs to find a new league. All right, we'll move to 57 is Brap. Also, noticing we don't have Big Smitty on here, but he's joined later too. Brap comes in with 57.5, 8.5 skills, stick skill. You have 4 on team building.
Yeah.
8 fun to play mixes up. Team success, 8, which, yeah, he's had some success this cycle. Usability, 8, which is obviously the user DT carrying it. Yeah. I'd probably lower that a little bit just because Brap is an absolute liability if he is on the defensive back. If he's on the DB, I'm throwing it at him 100 out of 100 times.
Okay, Brap. Listen up.
I'm closing my eyes and letting it rip because I know he's missing it. But when he's on the D tackle, he's a 10. So, but yeah, usability, that's. I watched the game against Brackett, and the only 2 touchdowns Brackett scored the whole game were when Brapp tried to user cover Baldwin because he knew the play, but then he just couldn't stop it. He got scored on. So, but yeah, 8. I'd probably lower that a little bit just because the user outside of D tackle is just atrocious. But everyone else pretty good across the board. You gave him a 5 in sportsmanship though. Which I'm going to guess your experiences with him is a little different. He did.
I remember listening to Brad, and he didn't know we have his microphone on one night. And he was me, and he was the nicest dude I'd ever heard. He's like,
yeah.
He was like, oh man, that was a great run. Nice run, Van.
Yeah. Like, I think,
I
think we all can agree that internet issues are the worst. you know, and he's had a really rough cycle. They moved in with the in-laws, and it's just like, you don't have control of the internet anymore. You're dealing with someone else's internet. You can't make changes. So I get that. He knows he messed up and should have handled that one game with you differently. It wasn't that he quit out of, like, I'm getting my butt kicked. He quit because he thought he'd save him and Van time, and he had to get to bed because he got to get up early. Like, people can say what they want, but it wasn't out of ill will. Brapp is a really nice dude. He might be a little dumb sometimes.
And just for disclaimer, I would join his division next year in a heartbeat.
For sure, yeah. He's fun to play against. All right, Jiggy, we can skip. No, Jiggy comes in at 66.5. Similar to Jack, I think he was the third highest score. So he was third behind me and Jack.
Okay, so I played Jiggy and he just didn't cover the wide receiver.
All D tackle.
So anyway, sorry for
No, you're good. I think it's you know, he's a guy like Jack where they kind of stuff the stat sheet where when you have a really good user that gets high team success scores and stick skill scores, and then you throw on a really nice roster that he put together, you're going to see a high 60 score. So his lowest score, I think, is a 7 in fun to play, which that could just be because he's good, I guess.
I honestly think aside of his user, like, anybody who plays full-time user DT is going to be kind of fun to play, you know? Like, there's going to be a certain thing. But we had a really, really great game. And I said, hey, man, that was a great game. I had fun. He goes, that's the first time you've ever said that to me.
he is one to play against, and it is. It's another one of those chess matches. I played Jiggy a lot this cycle, a lot more than the past. And
he's great.
All of our games have been fun and close.
Yeah.
Yeah, and even it is. It's true because, you know, it's one of those guys that can beat you by a ton, but the way he does it, you leave not being really mad.
No, he's awesome.
That he, you know, yeah. This is another high one coming up next. J-Mo. J-Mo finished just under Jiggy, so he was fourth at 66 on the dot. Yeah. You went 10 in sportsmanship, which I'd agree with. There's not many more positive users than J-Mo, at least publicly to the users. You 9.5 in fun to play, which I'd 100% agree with, mostly just because they're going to be high scoring ones. You know, J-Mo's, they're going to be fun games with J-Mo. He uses all over the field. He doesn't care about making some mistakes. It's fun games. He also got a 9.5 in chat activity, which is great. Yeah, he hops on the podcast. He hops on the draft shows.
Yep.
He does the podcast with Grizz and Jared. User ability 7, probably bump that down. Dude is a liability in coverage for sure. But an 8 in team building. I really like J-Mo's team this year. He's got some nice Madden Jet pieces.
So he's a lot like Nairi, where he's really good at all things XCF. Yeah.
And when you get that combination, you see that high score. So 66. That was one, though. If you think about it, J-Mo is a good. He embodies the XCFL in a pretty good way. So I could see that being a high score. We got four more we're going to cover here. IREC, Sparty, Tide Pod, and Ilio. IREC gets 53.5, which is actually pretty good compared to a lot of this list. He gets 8.5 in Simness. He gets a 7.5 in Team Success. He has had a good cycle in a very tough division with BBD and Drew. He's held his own very nicely. And he has a really good record on the cycle. You have team building at a 6, which it kind of, again, is more like he just really doesn't do much in the trading or the drafting realm. But his team is good. Like, he has a lot of the Seahawks, but he's added some nice pieces. But you look, he still has DK Metcalf. He still has Kenneth Walker. So that, I guess, the 6 would mostly just be because – if you want to call it a boring-ish roster, I guess.
Lack of activity.
Yeah. Content, chat activity. I'd probably bump him up a little in that just for the Discord side of things. But yeah, again, the user rank, he has some low weeks of tweets.
Yeah. I don't consider his stream individual content. You know, like it's great.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah. So, I mean,
the low one. Go ahead.
No, the Simness thing, I've seen him like he can really use it, the defensive tackle, really well. And there, yeah. and he thinks he's kind of cheesy, so he really backs off on a lot of plays. I respect that.
The low one for him, you have a 3 on sportsmanship.
Yeah.
Which I probably bump it a little bit. He's been better, you know, this cycle than past cycles for sure. And I think, yeah, I'd probably bump that up a little bit. Just 3 is super low compared to some of these other ones. But again, different experiences for different people.
The thing that I don't like about, like, it's, he's not necessarily, he doesn't slide the league ever, which is awesome. The one thing that you don't do that we try to stay away from in chat is just slamming the fucking game about why you lost.
Yeah.
You know, it just does, it's not good for the league. It sets a bad precedent. And then when I listen to his podcast, it's just, you know, and he's shitting on EA, not XFL, and that's fine.
Yeah, yep.
But it's still not good. It's still not good.
I also noticed we skipped Air V in here. You don't have him on here. That was the cycle he took off the last time he did this. We'll have to add him.
We'll add him.
Yeah. All right, Sparty and Tide Pod. Sparty gets a 41. Tide Pod gets a 45. Sparty got a 10 in sportsmanship. He got a 2 in team success, a 2 in chat activity content, which is, you know, those two make sense and really bring your rating down. He's one of those, you know, he's been in the league for a long time, but Sparty kind of does his thing. You know, he's not very active in Discord, but he, you know, he shows up on time, plays his games, gives you the good game. Not much success win-wise this cycle. He's put together a couple good seasons. And you like, you and Sparty have had your differences, but you like Sparty.
I love Sparty. And the thing is we've smoothed out. I think his team buildings might be a little bit better. I think sportsmanship next time should build in the fact that you show up and you're easy schedule.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's a big, it's one of those guys that he's there. He doesn't complain. He does lose quite, you know, a lot, but he bounces back, participates. So I'm all good with that.
I think out of all the examples of being a good sport, Sparty could probably lead the charge there.
For sure. And I think he has improved as a user. It's similar to Glock. He's improved as a user. He always starts that Lion roster, which is a rough place to start with. Right. But he does. He's always been a good team builder, and he is tough to play against because another one that can sneak up on Yun. And let's not forget, you know, half the cycle he was in a division with fucking Jiggy and Wings. So not the most fun getting your teeth kicked in 4 times a season. And then Tide Pod, similar to Sparty, but 9 in sportsmanship, 5 chat activity. He gets an 8 in Simness and an 8 in fun to play. I've had fun with my games against Tide Pod. I think he's a great addition to the league. I think, you know, it's his first cycle, really, and he's been in a really tough division with Busy, Pride, and Jack. So,
he's, you know, great.
Props to him for sticking it out. Yeah.
Yeah, he's
the team building. He took over a brutal Patriot roster for sure.
And he had that one year where I was like kind of scared of him.
Dude, yeah, he's had a couple where I'm like, man, he's close to, cool. You know. So
I hope we don't have another fucking beast here.
I was going to say, it'll be nice if he can up his user rank a little bit to end here and he gets a team or a setup that he kind of likes. I think we could see him make some noise next cycle. So,
and like all the new users, he's a total XCFL guy.
Yeah.
You know, and he fits in. His sportsmanship's good. He's friendly. He's active enough. So, like I said, I know we left a couple people off in that fucking
Well, hold cycle. On. We'll go Ilio real quick. For Ilio, okay. you didn't do it because... Yeah, you haven't played him much. I've played him and watched a lot of his games. Stick skill, I'd probably go in the 5-ish range, maybe a little higher offensively, so 6. Team building, I think he has a lot of potential. I don't think he got to really show it this cycle because he took over someone else's roster. He basically, the second season, let everyone go and, you know, had a bunch of draft picks. Now he's kind of getting a bunch of Madden Gen players to do his thing. So I'd probably go a 6 for this cycle. But again, small sample size, and I think it'll be higher next cycle. Fun to play mixes up. I'd probably go 7-8. Once again, we don't have a ton of information on him. Simness, you know, right in that same 7-8 area. Team success is where it gets interesting. He hasn't won a lot of games. He had that one decent season. I'd probably go five. Content, though, is where he, you know, he's going to score high. Content, I'm probably going to go a nine. Nice. I'm going to go a nine, not a nine and a half, just because, you know, he joined late. He's fighting to get into a good spot to pick a team. Now, once you are an everyday member of XCFL at the start of a cycle, do you keep that same grind up? Do we see, you know, how's that going to go? You got to do it for a couple cycles to get that nine and a half.
You got that praise from the commish, bro. There you go.
Oh, dude, his recent articles he put out, phenomenal, dude. The ones he goes, it's like my level of stuff where you know, anytime you do something with all 32 teams, it takes a long fucking time. You're looking at rosters, you're looking at Sky, like it's brutal. But he put out some good stuff.
He's also hats off. He's really grown. You know, I know he's our youngest user, and being in a whole thing full of old geezers, including myself. I mean, he's shown a lot of maturity and a lot of growth within the time he's been here.
And yeah, then sportsmanship for him, I'd probably knock him here. I think he's a very positive person, but he loves to kind of talk out of both sides of his mouth when he's losing, or like, oh, I can stop this, but it's like, then why are you 4-13? Or like, I can do this one. So I think he is a very positive person to have around. I think when things are going bad and he's losing games, quick to blame the game or certain things. So it's not as much of a bad sport. It's kind of like that early good game syndrome thing where it's kind of like, just don't say it and you'd probably be an 8 or a 9, you know?
Yep.
And then user ability. I think he's been on the D-tack a lot of time. He is experimenting with using, you know, linebackers and DBs. I'd probably go a 6 here. He's trying to figure it out. He just now learned that you can turn and run in zone when the quarterback starts a throwing motion, which I think will help. But overall, like I said about, you know, oh, and Ebanks is not here. Man, you missed a couple of guys, bro.
So they're all pretty much just new to me.
Yeah, Ebanks is not new, but yeah, I get you new to you. You probably only played him a couple of times.
Yeah.
But yeah, you'll have to throw Ebanks on there too.
Just as a disclaimer, yeah. Nick and I are going to collaborate on the other
users. New guys. Yeah.
And then we're going to put them on this list, and then we're going to publish it after the podcast.
Yeah, because there's only so much info we have on the new guys. But it's something to look forward to next cycle. Once again, Van and I, well, these are all Van's rankings. But my comments, we are by no means the executioner. If we think you're a 9, someone else could think you're a 2. If I think you're a 3, someone, you know, by no means is this final, and by no means should you take anything we said too seriously. You're mad at anyone when you see this posted, directed to Van because he gave you these ratings, not me. But no, thank you guys. If you made it this far, like I said, we're going to we'll throw that in the we'll throw it in the chat a little bit after we post the podcast, so guys can kind of listen to it and then look at it. I think this will be good. I think it's fun. Like I said, it's the end of the cycle where, you know, I remember last cycle, dude, you got a couple beatdowns from some users after you posted these rankings and they played you.
I got smoked.
Yeah, you had a couple where guys were like, oh, you're going to give me a 4 here? Okay, well, now I might be you and I'm a 4. You're an 8. Are you not lower? So
I'm not doing myself any favors, man.
No, and it's fun. It's nothing personal. It's fun. I like it's kind of now an annual thing. This is the second cycle you've done it. And I think it's pretty cool. It's something that a lot of people don't do or don't have the guts to do. But some people will be mad and they'd be mad no matter what. But I appreciate you for hopping on here with me and throwing this rankings together. Outside of that, fellas, let's we'll see the reception that gets in chat. But let's go ahead and wind it up here. This has been a long one, probably a couple
team draft soon, baby. Team draft soon.
Team draft around the corner. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. We are out of here.